in the limelight.
A key member of the legal team that sought to steal the 2020 election for Donald Trump is defending herself against a billion-dollar defamation lawsuit by arguing that no reasonable person could have mistaken her wild claims about election fraud last November as statements of fact. In a motion to dismiss a complaint by the large U.S.-based voting machine company Dominion, lawyers for Sidney Powell argued that elaborate conspiracies she laid out on television and radio last November while simultaneously suing to overturn election results in four states constituted legally protected First Amendment speech. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Tom McCarthy. The piece is titled, "Pro-Trump Lawyer Says No Reasonable Person Would Believe Her Election Lies." Stay with us for more of Tom McCarthy's article. A key member of the legal team that sought to steal the 2020 election for Donald Trump is defending herself against a billion-dollar defamation lawsuit by arguing that no reasonable person could have mistaken her wild claims about election fraud last November as statements of fact. In a motion to dismiss a complaint by the large U.S.-based voting machine company, Dominion, lawyers for Sidney Powell argued that elaborate conspiracy theories she laid out on television and radio last November while simultaneously suing to overturn presidential election results in four states constituted legally protected First Amendment speech. No reasonable person would conclude that the statements were truly statements of fact, argued lawyers for Sidney Powell, a former federal prosecutor for Texas, who caught Donald Trump's attention through her involvement in the defense of his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. Sidney Powell falsely stated on television and in legal briefs that Dominion machines ran on technology that could switch votes away from Donald Trump, technology she said had been invented in Venezuela to help steal elections for the late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez. Those lies were built on empty claims that apparently originated in anonymous comments on a pro-Trump blog, only to be amplified on a global scale by Donald Trump himself in a 12th of November tweet in which he wrote in part, "Report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide." Citing lost business and reputational damage, the voting machine firm Dominion filed a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit against Sidney Powell and her colleague on Donald Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani. A Dominion employee separately sued the Trump campaign after receiving death threats. Thousands of Donald Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday, 6th of January, in an effort to stop the certification of an election they considered invalid, killing a police officer in violent clashes in which four other individuals died. But lawyers for Sidney Powell argued her false statements about election fraud in the months preceding the Capitol insurrection were unmistakably not presented as true facts. It was clear to reasonable persons that Powell's claims were her opinions and legal theories on a matter of utmost public concern, her legal motion says. Those members of the public who were interested in the controversy were free to and did review that evidence and reach their own conclusions, or awaited resolution of the matter by the courts of law before making up their minds. The filing brought expressions of disbelief from Donald Trump critics. "This is her defense, wow," tweeted the Republican representative Adam Kinzinger. "Bad argument," tweeted Donald Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen. Powell should have gone with an insanity defense due to Trump derangement syndrome. Shorter Sidney Powell, suckers, tweeted Charlie Sykes, an editor of the anti-Trump conservative publication The Bulwark. As Donald Trump fought to reverse his election loss last November, the former president himself reportedly supported Sidney Powell's claims in private and trumpeted them in public, touting Powell 2 weeks after the election as a key part of the legal effort to defend our right to free and fair elections. Sidney Powell was publicly exiled from the Trump camp a week after that tweet, after she appeared at a news conference hosted by the Republican National Committee alongside Rudy Giuliani, whose hair dye memorably ran down his face, and Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis. The group was an elite strike force team that is working on behalf of the president and the campaign, Jenna Ellis announced. Then Sidney Powell faced the cameras and claimed to have identified massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China, in the interference with our elections here in the United States. Aides reportedly told Donald Trump that Sidney Powell was not helping, and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis issued a subsequent statement announcing, "Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She's not a member of the Trump legal team. She's also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity." But that did not prevent Powell from filing lawsuits the next week on Donald Trump's behalf in Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, and Wisconsin. In her defense against the Dominion defamation lawsuit, Sidney Powell argued that whatever reasonable persons thought of her wild claims, Dominion had failed to demonstrate that she herself thought them to be false as she spoke them, a key distinction in defamation cases. In fact, Powell's motion reads, she believed the allegations then, and she believes them now.